Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Samach Aleph, Erevin 61. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara cites a braisa where it states that Hite Rebbe, Shu B'nei Gader, Yordin L'chamtan, Ve'em B'nei Chamtan, Olin L'Gader. The braisa states that Rebbe allowed the people from the city of Gader to go down on Shabbos to the city of Chamtan, but it did not allow the people of Chamtan to go up to the city of Gader. So the Gemara first assumes that what's the reason why Rebbe allowed the Gader folks to go to Chamtan, but not the Chamtan folks to go back. The Gemara assumes that probably the reason is because it has to do with Tchumen, that Rav Mishum, the Hani Avudaka, that the people of Gader made a barrier at the edge of their city, thereby extending it, and therefore they could walk from the edge of their city down to Chamtan. It was in their tchum, but Vahani lo avudaka, but the people of Chamtan did not make such a barrier, and so therefore it wasn't considered a city at the end, and so therefore the people from Chamtan wouldn't be able to reach Gader. But the Gemara then says, no, that Rav Dimi came along and said that wasn't the reasoning why Rebbe allowed the people from Gader to go down, but not the people from Chamtan to go up. He says a totally different reason, that the reason is, Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar, that Rav Dimi said that the reasoning was that actually tatruge mitatregelehu b'nei gader of nechamtan, that b'nei gader and b'nei chamtan were fighting with each other, and when they would get to each other's cities, they would get into a big fight, and so therefore Rebbe had to make a takana that the people of Chamtan are not allowed to go up to Gader, but rather the people of Gader are still going to be allowed to go to Chamtan, as the Gemara is going to explain. And so we see from here that nothing to do with the laws of Tchumen, it's just to do with the fact that Rebbe wanted to prevent the fighting. So I asked the Gemara, if that's the case, what does it mean, my hitir, that Rebbe allowed the people of Gader to go down? That doesn't make sense. The word allowed is the wrong word. So the Gemara changes it. It's not the word hitir, but hitkin. Rebbe made this takana. And so I asked the Gemara, Maishna Shabbos, why on Shabbos does this takana take place? Meaning to say, why are the people of Chamtan only not allowed to go up to Gader on Shabbos? Okay, so the rest of the week they're allowed to go up and fight the people of Gader. Gemara says, no, Shabbos, Tishlicha Bashichras, and Shabbos people, bad things happen. People get drunk. When people get drunk, then they're going to strike the people of Gader would strike the people of Chamtan, and then everybody would be drunk. And so therefore, Rebbe made this takana. But during the week, we don't have to worry about that. People are busy working. They don't have time for drinking. So the Gemara says, yeah, but what does Rebbe accomplish with his takana? Because the people of Gader are allowed to be in Chamtan. So kiyazli lohasam namim mitatri guluhu. When the people from Gader came to Chamtan, even though we don't allow the people from Chamtan to go up to Gader, but when the people from Gader arrive in Chamtan, then the Chamtan people are going to strike them. So Gemara says, no. Kalba below Matya Shav Shanin Lo Navach. If you have a dog that's not standing in his city, even for 7 years, he's not going to bark. And so what this means is that since the people from Gader are going down to Chamtan, they're not going to be found in their city. They're not going to strike the people of Chamtan. They're only going to strike them when they're in their own city. A dog only barks in his own city. And so therefore, we're not worried that the people of Gader are going to attack the people of Chamtan. Yeah, but still, says the Gemara, Hashtanami Mitatra Gibine Chamtan when they got there. Okay, so the people of Gader are not going to attack the people of Chamtan, but the people of Chamtan will strike them. Then maybe the people of Chamtan will strike the people of Gader who are coming down to them. So why did Rebbe allow the people from Gader to go down? Where it says, Kui Ailo Kaifilhu. Yeah, so the people of Gader are not going to start a fight because they're not going to strike the people, but they're not going to be roll over and let the people from Chamtan attack them. So if the people from Chamtan attack them, then they're going to fight back, and therefore the people from Chamtan won't attack them. That's the upshot of how the Bryce is interpreted. So the Gemara basically has raised the point that on Shabbos, you have to be worried that people are going to get drunk. This is a real problem. And Hashem should save us from seeing this, because that's, of course, not the way what Shabbos was intended for. Shabbos was not intended to be a day where people sit around and just get drunk. And aside from other problems, what we see from here, that Shabbos brings that drink, that if people are drunk, it brings people to fighting. And people do and say terrible things. So this concept that on Shabbos we have this concept of shichras, of people getting drunk, that's the reason why the rabbis instituted the prayer of v'anis filasi l'cha Hashem eis ratzon, that that we say a mincha prayer before we take out the Torah. We say that let my prayers be for you and Eis Ratzon Hashem. And what does this mean? It means that that David said before Hashem, Rabbanu Shel Olam, that our nation is not like the other nations of the world. That in our nation, that when they get drunk, the other nations, they go and they do silly things. But when we get drunk, we even though we drink, we still say my prayer is for you. And so therefore, this is the reason to remind ourselves that on Shabbos afternoon, we come to the shul and we remind ourselves, even if we had like a little to drink, that we're putting our prayers before God. The Levush writes, however, that even though we say this on Shabbos, we don't say this on Yom Tov. And what's the reason why we don't say this, why this prayer was not instituted? Because the reason is, some say it's because Ezra established that we recite, that we read Torah on Shabbos afternoon, but not on Yom Tov afternoon. The Levush says that that's not the reason, because Tefillah Asiyah is about prayer. It has nothing to do with the Torah reading. So therefore, the Levush gave a totally different reason. He says the reason why we don't say this prayer on Yom Tov is because since on Yom Tov, a person needs to have Chatzi L'Hashem. A person has to have half for Hashem. And so since there's half for Hashem, people are not going to get drunk on Yom Tov. And for sure, by the time Mincha comes along. And so therefore, this prayer is only needed on Shabbos to make sure that people remember not to get drunk, and especially not when they come time to pray.